This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again from wherever he is today is writer, activist, and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm still in Dallas, and it's still a good quiet room to have a radio show from.
So, like, for you, right, what's the difference between Dallas and Madison? Just the attitude when you're walking down the street?
In Madison, I didn't open carry much because I was a guest and I didn't want to inconvenience my my friend. Now, here I'm with family and I don't worry much about open carrying or not because it's legal now when you have a permit, and I have one. And so that's a big difference. And Dallas is just a bit more friendly to the Second Amendment. At least in a lot of people's attitudes than Madison is. Now, Wisconsin, in law, is better than Texas, I would
really
say. Oh, yes, because open carry doesn't require a permit. And the requirements to get a concealed carry permit in Wisconsin are easier than they are in Texas. And I would say the legal economy, the legal ecology in Wisconsin in general is just a little bit better for the Second Amendment. They have a really strong state amendment that protects the right to keep and bear arms in Wisconsin, whereas Texas is not quite as strong.
That's shocking to hear that. Do they have preemption in Wisconsin?
What happened in Texas is the Civil War, or the war between the states, whichever appellation you prefer. Texas had a amendment in their constitution even stronger than the Wisconsin amendment before the Civil War. After the Civil War, the Reconstructionists, basically at the point of a gun, took out that strong right to keep and bear arms protection in the Texas Constitution. They had another constitutional convention and took it out. Then when the Reconstructionists or the carpetbaggers or whatever you want to call them were run out of Texas, the people who took over were basically the modern Democrat Party, or what they evolved from.
Right.
And they said, hey, you know, we kind of like this idea to be able to disarm people we don't like. And they left a good chunk of the ability to disarm people in the new Texas Constitution about 1876.
Hmm.
So that's why in the history of it. Now, originally, Wisconsin did not have any protection for the Second Amendment. And it wasn't until 1996 96, I believe it was, might have been 98, that they voted to, and it was a very difficult process, to include a right to keep, to bear arms amendment in the Texas Constitution, and it's a strong one. So that's how the two ended up in different places.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
So what,
I've just,
what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. That sort of knocked me for a loop because that's not what I expected to hear. I thought it was going to be the exact opposite.
It was the Reconstructionists or the Carpetbaggers or whatever you want to call them that changed Texas law to drastically eviscerate the right to keep and bear arms in Texas. So, you know, it's a result of the Civil War. Now, I know this is going to sound really strange, but the Texas Constitution before the Civil War, the right to keep and bear arms was so strong that the Texas Supreme Court ruled that slaves in Texas had the right to keep and bear arms. Yeah, now that's really a radical position, but they ruled it.
Right. That is a radical one compared to what everybody else was going through back at that particular time.
Absolutely.
So what I would like to talk about, I mean, did you think about what I asked you about as far as getting out here and playing the I know some of these guys are still out there. Everybody's like, we cannot name the shooter.
I know. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just looking at that.
I really am of the belief that we need to dial back the fame we give these people. And I'm not sure the best way to do it, but I know that we need to be able to investigate so that other people aren't controlling the narrative.
Right.
At the same time, I think it's wise not to name them. And they don't care what we call them, by the way. They just want to be named. They want the fame. And I think it's that media coverage that is driving the increase in these mass murders. Rather than, it's not that we have semi-automatic rifles around. We've had them for 110 years. And we've had rifles with high, you know, with 15 and 30 round magazines for at least, oh, what is it, 70 years since 1946, anyway. And back shortly after World War II, they were really cheap. I remember you could get at one point an M1 carbine for $18. Even today, in today's dollars, that would be around $120.
Right.
Which is about the price of the cheapest 22 you can buy. So it isn't the availability of the rifles is not what is driving this.
Well,
I think we don't have disagreement on that.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay out my case to you in the next segment and I want to see what you have to say about it because I have a theory about why we're seeing a little bit of an acceleration of this. Even though it's still a very rare event, it seems like these things happen in clusters to me.
Oh, yes, and they definitely happen in clusters.
So I've got a theory as to, and I'm going to lay that out to you, and see, it's my hope that you will look at that.
I'll be looking forward to it.
In the interim, of course, for those of you that are out there looking at, when you listen to Dean and you hear all the stuff that we're talking about, all the stuff that we discuss and everything, a lot of it is all based on stuff he's written. Most of it is based on stuff he's written, even what I'm about to talk about now, because it's based on the things I've read of his articles. All of those articles, all the nearly 3,000 articles that he has written over the course of time that have been published are waiting for you at ammoland.com. It's just one big archive of Dean Weingarten waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, and now it is my job to try to bring him to my way of thinking. This is what a civil discourse would sound like, people. Are you ready, sir?
I am.
Did you know that in the millennials, that there's 57% of millennials say they have no friends? Did you know that?
Yes, I read that.
Yeah. Did you also know that a young person, a millennial today, could just about live in one place, never leave it, and have everything they need? You know, they could get their food delivered and get everything. They can work from there. I mean, they literally don't have to ever go out into the sunshine.
That is correct.
How much stress do you think that kind of isolation puts a person under, where the only interaction?
Question.
Yeah.
You know, we are social animals. We're not meant to be isolated. But there's a large variation in the human population. And some people can go without human companionship for long times without much ill effect. They're a minority in the population, but there are those. And others just need more human companionship. It appears to me that men, and I am just speculating, I haven't seen any numbers on this.
Right.
It appears to me that men, males, generally can get along without social contact more than women. But that's just speculation. I have not seen any detailed data collection on that. So some of these, where I'm getting to is that some of these men are young men who spend a lot of time indoors, hard to ever get out. They may not get stressed as much as we think, simply because they don't need much social interaction.
But for these people that, like, here's my thing about this. For me and you, I think it's a lot easier for me and you to deal with isolation simply because of experience.
I think you're right. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you and I have been in places where we would have welcomed isolation. We've been in places where we would welcome quiet, because it gives us a moment to compose our thoughts and because of the way we lead our lives. But, like, when we go to the NRA meetup and when we go to SHOT Show and everything, that's nothing but a sea of people. And we can handle being in that sea of people. We can intermingle with them and socialize with them without any ill effects at all, because we have the experience to do it. These young people who don't have that experience, and where the only sort of socialization they're getting is via the comments on their Instagram or their Twitter or their YouTube or Facebook, if that's the only interaction they're having with other people, I think that can develop a very warped view of the way the world goes.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. And I would say that there is a real danger of people who operate mostly in isolation with very limited social contact of essentially having an extremely warped view of reality, of living in essentially a sort of fantasy world which does not have a lot of connection to the real world.
Right. So, like in the case of, I think it was the Dayton, Ohio shooter, he was for gun control. And yet,
yes, he was.
He was so radicalized that he decided, despite his wanting to be a gun controller, you know, I've read tweets that he sent to Rob Portman after, I think, Parkland. Despite all of that stuff, he still found a way to take something that he wanted to see banned and go out there and commit a rampage killing of one.
Yes, but a lot of these people, remember, they don't believe there's any necessity of being consistent or of applying the rules they want to apply to everybody else.
Of course not. Of course not. That's that lack of experience once again showing itself. Or maybe that lack of awareness. I don't think they're very self-aware.
Or lack of social reality.
Yeah. So knowing this about these people, about these millennials, which most of them are male, okay? Most of the, for some reason, I think the other thing with the other thing these guys had, they had trouble in high school. Both of these guys had trouble in high school.
It's that pretty consistent, yeah.
Yeah, that's been documented as well. So, I mean, since, you know, social media-wise, they did a study one time in Chicago with social media, and they pinpointed where all the criminals are in Chicago. They figured out exactly where they are based upon social media. And then they did a little research and found out this is all 100% accurate. And still knowing this, they never went in there and cleaned those guys out. So this leads me to my next thing. So here we are, me and you. You're a writer. I'm a radio guy. We're just talking about the bed that seems to grow these guys. And I'm pretty sure we're not the only ones that know this. And still, we're not doing anything about it. We're still fixated on the inanimate object as the root cause of the problem.
Well, part of it is that there's a lot of people who fit in the categories we're talking about. I think that study where you mentioned that 57% of them, did not have friends.
Right.
I think that also said that there were 22% of them that basically were isolated or felt
yeah.
very isolated.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 22% of millennials is many millions of people. And yet we're still seeing just these tiny little numbers that go on to commit mass murder.
Right.
I mean, maybe just a few a year. And well, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
So even though they...
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold. We're coming up on the break. I want to continue this conversation just because... it's making me think as well. Of course, Dean writes, Dean travels and Dean writes, and Dean's writings are based upon his experience as well. And these are the things that you can find at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump talks about the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
The president is saying there's tremendous support for those background checks. The president also has a message for children going back to school in the wake of all these mass murders.
Well, my message to young children going back to school is go and really study hard, and someday you'll grow up and maybe be president of the United States or do something else that's fantastic. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about.
The suspect in the El Paso Walmart mass murder is claiming he targeted Mexicans. The murderer told police he was the shooter when spotted in his car after killing 22 people and injuring two dozen more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten as we continue to have the conversation as I try to convince him of this idea that I have. Now I want to take you in a different direction, Dean, if I can. So we know that we have a hotbed of potential, shall we say, malcontents out there simply because of the nature of the Internet and millennials and isolation and all this other stuff, right? Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that more millennials are isolated than any other generation we've had.
Right.
And so I think, yeah, there may be more potential there. And because of the Internet and the media, I think we need to talk about the media too, but go ahead. They are more vulnerable.
Now, speaking of the media, let's go. Now, when Parkland occurred, and I don't remember the details of this, but I heard about in New England where they caught one of these would-be rampage killers in one of the four stages prior to the actual fifth stage, which is the attack itself. They caught him, and the problem they had was he hadn't done anything. He was planning on doing it, but he hadn't done anything. And also this last weekend in Texas, a grandmother caught her grandson. He was in the hotel. He was geared up and ready to go. But he, you know, he hadn't done anything yet. He was just planning on doing something. And once again, when they caught him, you know, they're having to get him on technicalities because he didn't, you know, he didn't kill anybody. Now, both of these young people were in very dangerous situations to where if they had, there had been no intervention, that would have been two more rampage killings. But then this brings up the whole thing where we're looking at this, and there's a point to all of this, and I'll make it clear to you. But when you're looking at this and they tell you, well, we can't charge him with anything because he wasn't planning on doing something, doesn't that throw the whole idea of a red flag order on its head to you?
Ah, interesting thought. No, I think that's exactly the whole idea of these red flag orders.
Correct.
Is that they
yeah.
can take away the guns even though people haven't done anything. Sort
right,
of a
right.
pre-crime thing.
Right. So as I'm looking at all this, right, as I'm looking at all this, when no matter what the impetus is, no matter what the crime is, no matter whether it's almost a crime or a pre-crime or it actually goes into it, the leftists always want to go after the guns. And while we're sitting here arguing about whether we should name the guys or not, they're out there constantly beating the drumbeat trying to normalize the idea that they would ban weapons. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's correct.
So why would that be a constructive argument for me, you, and every, like at the I'm sure we could have quite the debate at the Ammo Land breakfast every year at SHOT Show about this, simply because there's some that are out there that think absolutely this is not something you should do, that you should never pin the crime on the perpetrator by naming him. That's what it boils down to, doesn't it?
Well, we're not trying. I understand what you're saying. And I don't say absolutely we should never name them. I'm just saying we shouldn't go into this over-the-top 24/7 media cycle we go into, where for 2 weeks afterwards, we make sure that he has achieved fame throughout the world by the intense media coverage given to him.
Yeah, but that brings up another point. Do you think they're doing that on purpose to stimulate
yes.
a copycat?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, when I say yes, I think they're doing it on purpose to the extent that it makes them a lot of money and it provides them with a means of moving their ideological agenda along. Now, they may well say, gee, it's too bad that 10 people or 30 people got killed, but you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs.
Right.
And the left has never been very worried about how many people they have to kill in order to move their agenda along. Their only moral compass appears to be, does it move the agenda or not? If it doesn't move the agenda, well, then it's not moral. If it moves the agenda, it's moral. So, way back, oh gosh, I think it was 25 years ago, and I wrote an article on it, but I don't have the date on it right in front of me. Clayton Kramer, if you remember, Clayton is a famous historian, wrote a paper in which he talked about the ethical problems with the copycat effect. And he wrote it in a media journal, and it won first place. And that was like 25 years ago.
Right.
So it's hard for me to believe that all the people in the media never read their journals, never pay attention to who wins prizes, and when they're looking at what causes what, that they don't look at the copycat effect, or now it's called media contagion, to see if that might be causing part of the problem. And I recall about 20 years ago, I think it was not long after Columbine or around in there, a local radio show host was talking about how we need to ban guns in order to stop these rampage killings. That was in Yuma, and I happened to call up and I said, well, do you think it could be that because the media glorify these people and turn them into anti-heroes, that the media is partly responsible for. And it just shut him up. I mean, he just stopped. He just said, well, I think, and they started talking about some other subject. So, remember, the people on the left are particularly good at lying to themselves. So they can both simultaneously understand that it brings them in a lot of money and it promotes their ideology, and then claim that it's not really promoting more killing. So I think they know, but they don't like to admit it.
Well, I think they know, and I think that they, I think they cultivate it. I think it's a means to an end for them.
I mean, when, a lot of them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're out there. These are the same people that are out there that are claiming that people that support Trump. And I, you know, Trump right now, he's out there talking, and we could talk about this in the next little bit, but these same people will get out there and say that people that support Trump need to be eradicated from society, which I don't know what you think that means. That sort of sounds like they plan on giving me the big dirt nap. And then in the same breath, they'll go, and we want your guns.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know how stupid they are. I'm not that stupid. So you know, whatever. But we're coming up on the next break. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to ask you about, I heard Trump in the news there talking about intelligent background checks. We can swap that tennis badminton, thingy around a little bit. Yeah, I'd love to know what you think that is. I have no idea what that is. Of course, for those of you that are listening, that if, you know, the stuff that we're talking about now, at some point, I haven't read it yet. Some of it has cultivated the thought that I have read of one of Dean's articles. And that is worthy of your attention. Go check it out. Let it stimulate thought at MLN.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I've been listening to the news, and I've been hearing Trump saying that we need intelligent background checks. What do you read that to be?
Well, I wish I had a direct line to the Oval Office. Unfortunately, I don't. But given that, this is pure speculation. Trump was talking about improving the background check database before this ever happened.
Right.
And he was talking about doing that by having better inclusion in the database of mental health problems or people who had been adjudicated as having mental health problems in the database. And President Trump has shown himself to be an extremely good negotiator. So my hope is that what he's talking about is improving the database for the present National Instant Background Check system and not expanding the number of people who must go through the background checks to include private purchases or creating new categories of prohibited possessors. But I don't know. And Trump has also, President Trump has also been good at putting out items or words that sound as though he is giving something up.
Yeah.
And when you parse them carefully, he really isn't giving anything up.
No.
He's just saying, well, we need to look at this or we're going to do something, but it's not particular. It's not in writing and you can't pin him down on it.
And right.
Then, and he's particularly good at having the old media jump at this and say, he said this, he said that, because they're filling in the blanks that he leaves for them with that he didn't say, and they're putting what they want to hear into it. And then a few days later, he just crucifies them with their assumptions because they're wrong.
Right. I got you.
So,
well, I mean, I agree with that. But the thing that, I don't know if he knows this or if he's out there. See, I know the reason they want universal background checks. You do, too. Why do you think they want universal background checks?
So they can create a registration system and get all the guns in the country either registered or illegal. That's what they want.
So if we get into a position where we're going to I look at a few things and I say these are the first moments of the hot civil war. If they tried to and actually got single payer health care, for me that's a trigger. Okay? Because single payer health care is slavery. If they get out there and they were to get cap and trade nationwide for climate change, once again, that's a trigger. And if they get out there and get universal background checks, for me, that's going to be a subtle trigger. And I'm going to start at that point. I'm going to be gearing up because that's not the actual act that's going to put it in place. But I mean, the DOJ, even under Obama, was out there saying, well, you know, universal background checks do no good without a registry.
Right. And we just have the example in New Zealand where they passed a ban on a whole class of guns, almost all semi-automatics. I mean, there are exceptions, and it's not as bad as Australia, to be clear, but huge numbers of semi-automatics. And then they said, we don't have registration of all those guns. I guess we better pass registration so we can figure out where they are so we can confiscate them.
Right.
I mean, sometimes these people really are that stupid. If they'd have been smart, they'd have said, we need to pass registration first and not talk about confiscation, but they wanted to get the confiscation through first while the iron was hot, so to speak, while the emotions were run, and they hadn't quite thought it through enough to do what they did in Australia, which was to require universal registration and confiscation all in the same bill. Now, there's a lot of guns that aren't registered that are out there in Australia.
Right.
Australians are very law-abiding people. So mostly these guns are gradually being whittled away as, you know, the some are found or they have an amnesty and somebody says, well, these guns I had buried out in the back 40 aren't doing me any good. I might as well bring them in on the amnesty. Then I can give them to the grandkids. Which I saw some of that in Australia, by the way. So, I mean, literally, I talked to a guy, and I still got his number somewhere. I need to do an interview on him, but, you know, you get busy, lots of things to do. He said, well, if I don't bring these guns in, there's nothing I can do with them. It's been 20 years. And he had a chance to bring them in, get them registered, and that's what he did.
Oh, well.
So, yes, registration is one of their primary goals. And the other is I don't think they really care that much, at least at present, if they confiscate them. They particularly just want to make them illegal. Then they can confiscate little bit by little bit. It's kind of like the old Ayn Rand novel, Atlas Shrugged. You know, it's hard to rule people who are following the rules. Well, we don't want people to follow the rules. We want them to commit crimes. And that way we can hold their crime commission over their head and make them do what we want.
Sure. Yeah, I see that. But the part that's bugging me the most about it is that I'm afraid you may be right, because what you're describing is the gradual, the implemental thing where if they make them illegal, but they don't go confiscating them except here and there.
Exactly. You know, when they want to, where they want to.
Right. That's where the problem comes.
Yes, exactly. And we're seeing it in New York, in California, in New Jersey, Connecticut, in Maryland, where they passed these laws requiring semi-automatic rifles, and sometimes pistols too, to be all registered, and then 90% of the people don't do it, and they don't bother trying to enforce it. But if they are inspecting your house, you know, because you called up and said you think there's an intruder or something, and then they find one of these guns, well, now you got problems.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the most likely situation.
And do you think it would be warranted if they were to do that for us to sort of revolt against that? Do you think that would be warranted?
Awfully hard. It's just hard to do in that type of slow, incremental degradation of our rights. It's just difficult. What we're doing is the best course. We got Trump in. We got a couple Supreme Court justices in. Go after him illegally in the courts. Change the law in a lot of states. And technologically, the technological advances are on our side. I mean, we talked about how people are making homemade electrochemical machining apparatus to rifle barrels, not even in a basement or a garage, but in their bedroom. So the technology that renders all of this kind of moot is happening. And as we educate more and more people that you can just build a gun at home without right. any, you know, permits from the government, and more people understand that, they'll realize this idea that you can keep guns away from determined criminals through background checks is just insane and never made any sense.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to run out of time. We're going to have to pick this up on Wednesday. So thank you for taking the time to join me this evening. It is always a thrill.
It's fun. I'd like to get to some of the fun articles, but we're talking serious stuff.
Very good. We'll cover them on Wednesday. And that is it for us this week. Between now and then, come Monday, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.